The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him. He was teaching, and they said to him, "By what authority are you doing the things you do? And who gave you this authority?" And Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it to me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do the things I do. Was John's baptism from heaven, or was it human in origin?" They thought about this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe in him?' And if we say it is of human origin, then we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." And he himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do the things I do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Matthew's Gospel remembers here a tension between the chief priests and the elders of the people and the proclamation of Jesus. Jesus was calling for change. The change that Jesus announced, a proclamation of radical change, a new understanding of the gospel, a new understanding of the Hebrew tradition. Being a devout Jew, Jesus is interpreting the Torah here and bringing it into a new understanding in the proclamation of his gospel. It prompts us to remember and to consider the matter of change. Now, we have St. John of the Cross today, a mystic, a doctor of the church now, but in his time, he belongs to a period in the history of the church for about 200 or 300 years. You have the Council of Trent, and he comes after the Council of Trent. Where you had a huge upheaval, you had the whole Reformation, the high countries were lost, England was separated. The institution of the church was picking up the new world, so the numbers were going up, and you had a whole upheaval in the church, a whole movement toward reform. And John of Cross was part of that movement. He was an ally of St. Teresa of Avila, and they were reforming the Carmelite tradition to refresh and renew the Carmelite tradition to somehow summon them back to their origins. It leads us to wonder about ourselves in a time of change. Change is inevitable. Change happens. Sometimes we like the change, and sometimes we don't like the change, but it happens anyway. There are times when we make fervent efforts to resist change, any kind of change. Change with aging, we change, life changes. But we can make fervent efforts to not grow old, to make believe through all sorts of cosmetic gymnastics that we're much younger than we really are, because we don't like change. We're going through a change in our country right now, and it tests us. It's a matter of testing us. Look at what happens in the time of Jesus. He tests the religious authority to look at themselves and to consider the need for renewal. We have a need to change. Change tests us. If we resist change and very often, honestly, the resistance to change is a matter of self-interest. But change will happen. And we can turn to violence, which happens in the life of Jesus. They turn to violence. They execute Jesus. He paid with pain and suffering and death because he was proclaiming a change, a new gospel, a new understanding of life, a new understanding of God's presence. Well, keep that in mind now. Because in this day and age, we're going through huge change in our country, and we're caught in this torturous kind of conflict. And the tendency and the temptation is to turn to violence, to manipulate, to destroy the opposition, to whatever it is. It's a test. We test ourselves here. Maybe the change is good, maybe it isn't good, but it's inevitable. So how do we somehow reform ourselves in this matter of change? How do I summon something deeper inside of me? A kindness, a caring, a generosity, an openness, a courage, a vision, something to somehow grow in a time of change, not to regress, but to actually grow. In a time of pain, time of suffering, a time where we perceive reversal, how do we respond to this? Do we respond in a generous and open and gifting way? Or do we regress and allow the worst that's within us to come out? That's exactly what happens here in this gospel reading, where Jesus is coming proclaiming a change, and the authorities, the religious authorities, cannot stand change. Change offends their self-interest. It's a prayer for us. Whether we agree with the change or we don't agree with the change, it will happen. The question is, how do I respond to it? Do I let the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit within me come forth in a positive and affirming way to somehow manage myself in a time of change? Somehow let the grace of God move me. Whether I agree or I don't agree, it tests my depth. It tests my spirit. And in a way, it tests my heart. Keep that in mind. That must be our prayer. Even, you know, COVID, the whole virus changed our lives. Now we can become reckless and irresponsible and begin to ignore it or say it isn't real and will cause more harm. Or we can say, I have to change. I have to face reality. Change happens. How do I respond to it? With anger, with a kind of a stubborn spirit, or do I respond with generosity? That's change. That's exactly what appears in this gospel today. And Jesus calls us to change your mind, metanoia, reform and begin to believe. Let that be our prayer. And the gospel fits in very well today to the place in which we find ourselves. How do we bring this gospel to life? Amen.